We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Tell me a story.
Like my story?
No, not your story. A story.
I don't think I know any stories.
You don't know any stories?
No.
All right, I'll tell you a story.
Score Stories.
WSCR is the first ever all-sports radio station in Chicago.
Celebrating the 30th anniversary of 670 The Score.
You call me back on the air, you tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass.
And it's Sosa's home run, a towering line drive.
Two gutless wonders are at it again, Boris and Bernstein.
How you doing, Ozzy? Clean up your damn mouth when you're talking on the radio and you're talking to me.
All of the station's big moments.
Barely picks the perfect game.
Hot damn!
The Bears got Jay Cutler.
The quarterback stunk. The offensive line stunk. Special teams stunk. Defense stunk. The running game stunk. The coaches stunk.
So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't crap me. No.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
And the stories behind them.
The bunker, 49-49 West Belmont.
Score Stories with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
All 30th anniversary content brought to you by our friends at EOC Audio. You knew them as the little guys. Check out their showroom in Lyle, EOCAudio.com. Honestly, it's all been leading up to this. Everyone who follows will not be able to live up to it. He is the man, the myth, the legend, the man whose name honors our hallways. He is Terry Bors on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Terry, thank you so much for doing this. How you feeling?
No problem. Old and tired. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
You speak.
We're feeling good, man. We're feeling better now. We get to talk to you. And the listeners are feeling better. Seriously, the top text right now, please just tell Terry that we love him. Thanks for keeping us informed, entertained, and especially for the laughs along the way. Bye, Cracky, and who are you crapping? I mean, that's a standard greeting for you from Score Nation.
So not much has changed, Terry.
It really is, as I've emphasized to people before, the other way around. I mean, I thank them. I didn't do anything but be the idiot that I am. I mean, it never really dawned on me as you're going through it. You guys both done it. You've done it a long time, and you're great at it. And you don't really think about it. You know, you don't feel. And here's how weird I am, and maybe it's just me. It could be that I just am slow on the uptake, which is very possible with anything remotely resembling technology. I was going through the phone yesterday. My wife was giving me grief because I had so many messages. I said, nobody sends me messages anymore. Well, it turns out that Dan Bernstein, my guy, had sent all the letters that came in after I retired. And now he must have done it at the time, but see, I wasn't smart enough to know it then. When you look at my history of the phone, it's like the stupid find a mule. I mean, it just nothing. I couldn't remember. So I went back and I was looking through all these messages. And I'm going to tell you something. It brought me to tears, some of the stuff from the people who listen to this station. I don't remember having such an emotional day since the day I actually retired as that. And I don't know if I'd read them before or not. I don't remember doing it because there were probably 700 of them. Wow. At least. And that will have a tendency to clog up your mailbox. So it's the other way around. I thank them. They've got nothing to thank me for. It finally paid off to be the idiot that I've always been. I was just waiting for the right medium to show it.
Yeah, but I've heard you say this before, and you always have this ability to be self-deprecating. Well, I'm just an idiot. I'm just a dummy. I don't know
anything.
I know, we all are, to get into this crazy business. But there's there's something to that. It's what made you beloved. It's what made you likable. I'm not saying that it was calculated or not genuine, but like that ability to be like, hey, I'm just me. I'm just an idiot. So I'm just going to tell you what I think, take it or leave it. That was part of the Terry Bohr's charm on the score.
That was it, too. I mean, it wasn't. I didn't do it intentionally. I've always felt that way about me. I don't have a big ego getting in the way of anything at any time, and I never did. And always questioned everything I did and double-checked. And even when the station started, I was still double-checking. I mean, I took the job on a part-time basis to start with. I kept the job at the Sun-Times and for the first 8 months, for those who don't know. And I wasn't sure. And I mean, when you guys look at it, how dumb can you possibly be to think you weren't sure of a sports station in Chicago?
Seems obvious now.
Yeah, it seems obvious now that, you know, success that the station continues to have with guys like you is really pleasing to me. I mean, it makes me happy that after all these years it's still going, that Burns is still as good as he ever was and probably better. So, because I told him the other day, we talked about something, and I said, you know, I said, the last thing in the world you ever need is anything from me anymore. You don't need, nobody at that station needs my help to do anything.
Oh, not so true. Not true. There's a certain magic to the way that you dealt with stories, especially ridiculous sports stories, that you would just pull every ounce of comedy out of over the course of a segment or an hour or 3 weeks or whatever it was. Terry, you know, you call yourself an idiot and you reference the sports writer days. At the beginning, you had this huge batch of like funny and acerbic sports writer pals all over the country, right? Art Thiel in Seattle,
yep.
Patrick mm-hmm. Royce in Minnesota, and all these different guys were your buddies, your brand of idiocy. What?
Yep.
And then there's you and there's Hanley and like people who started here. What? And so mm-hmm. many of them tried to cross over into radio. What makes them good at it? Or while others were not, because I'm sure there were some funny acerbic guys that didn't do it. What was the key to making that transition, do you think, for some of your pals?
You know, I think it was just being you. I think that's it sounds like the easiest thing, doesn't it? Just be you. Be who you are. I mean, when I see you at a game, when I see you at an event, whether it's a Super Bowl or we're covering a baseball, whatever we're doing, just be that guy. That's what I did. I was that same guy that used to feud with Ditka. I didn't change anything. Nothing, you know, was made new by me. I always felt that going way back that you take it or leave it. I mean, a lot of people hated me. That's fine. And so what I wrote, and a lot of people seem to enjoy it. So, I mean, I think you don't worry about so much about what they don't like you, they don't like you, but be who you are. And those guys were funny. Those guys were funny in the press box. They were funny anywhere they were at. And Art and I used to play basketball. He's 6'6". So we used to play basketball when I'd go out there and see him, or we'd go to have a Super Bowl or whatever we would do or whatever we were covering. And we would always have a basketball game together, you know, and he kicked my ass because he's just a big monster dude. But he was being, what I found about most of these guys, and that includes the guys I worked with, that there was no different. And I always felt to myself, don't be any different than that guy you are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to play a role for anybody. You guys don't play a role for anybody. You're exactly who you are. I mean, there's no role playing. There's no, okay, I'm going to be the acerbic S wipe today. No, don't worry about it. You already are, but it's okay. I mean, just be who you are, and there are going to be a lot of people who say, I don't get it, and there's going to be a lot of people who enjoy it, and that's what I find. I mean, I found that when I was writing, I used to get letters you wouldn't believe from people when I was writing. And it's funny how it translated into the radio simply because I did so much radio. I mean, I spent a lot of time with Chet Kopic. I mean, I remember at the Super Bowl, I spent 2 hours on the phone with him. The Super Bowl in Miami, that Montana, that the 49ers won with that late pass from Montana. And I mean, that was a hell of a game. But I spent 2 hours on the phone with him. And, I used to think, what am I doing? I have no, there's no avenue for me to do this. I just kind of enjoyed the give and take and whatever it was. And I enjoyed the give and take with the listeners.
Yeah, but most of them. The avenue eventually did present itself. Terry Bors is our guest on Score Stories. All right, you mentioned Ditka. What is, what was the genesis of the beef in the writing days, or was it in the radio days?
The writing days, yeah. Yeah, I didn't like him then, and I still don't like him. And I think that there is just something about him, and I know he was and with each passing year, the Bears continuing to play football or whatever it is, it probably makes a lot of Bears fans miss him even more. I mean, it's sort of really not much going on there at this point. And they've changed everything again and starting, here we go again. But yeah, it goes back to the writing days. And he didn't like anything I said, because there's some guys that are very sensitive to it. And some guys I could still deal with after I criticized them. There's some guys that could take it.
The adults.
They'd say, oh, okay, all right, yeah, all right. But I never had any problem with it, but not him. Not even the slightest. When we started doing the show together on the station, and I had to do it, I didn't have to do it every time the Ditka show was on, but because of the position of the station, everything, I had to do it. I don't know, it probably worked out to maybe once or twice a month only when he was on, because he was on every week. And those were probably the most uncomfortable times they ever had, and that made the rest of it easier. It made it, to deal with everybody else at the station, made it a lot easier after trying to deal with him, because we never spoke to each other off the air. Never. Well, spoke to me. He'd get up and walk away at breaks.
But it's so unbelievable, God, though, Terry, because like anyone, we've done these for a few months now, and everybody will say Ditka was a huge part of the early success of the Score, right? Not doing press conferences, but coming on the station. And then you're doing the show, and he's doing something for the station, but he hates the guy that he's doing it with. Like, that's just an unbelievable dynamic.
It really was. And look, I understood its value. I mean, you win in this city playing football, you're going to be something. And I completely understood that. But he completely hated me, and that went back a couple of years. So, I mean, I had no chance to ever be. If I said to myself, I'm going to start to try to get him back on my side, I knew that was hopeless. Because in Ditka's world, if you do that, you're done. As they say now, you're dead to me. And that's what he was. That's what he basically said to me. So I gave up the ghost. I knew we had to do the show. We just stayed out, kept our distance. We did the show as best we could, and I think people still probably enjoyed it. We have a little give and take here and there, but when that light went out and we were in break, I mean, he got away from me as fast as he could. Wow. Well, like most people do, actually.
not when you're talking on the radio, as we're gathering more listeners by the moment with the very presence of Terry Bors. When I first became conscious of the station, Terry, it was Cher and Memelo in the morning, and then Mike North and Dan Jiggets, the Monsters of the Midday, and then you and Dan McNeil, the Heavy Fuel crew, in the afternoon. And when you guys did transition at, 1:55 to 2:20, was that Heavy Fuel and North, everybody's game got raised. And now we do transition with every show, because we're trying to capture the magic that you guys created. Do you remember looking forward to those? And did it feel as special to you as it felt to us?
No, I it did. Yeah, I look. First of all, I'm not kidding myself, and nobody else should be kidding themselves that worked at the time, that the fact is that when the station began, Mike North was the guy. That he was the guy that attracted listeners. He was the everyday guy. He was not the writer. He was not the inside guy, but he had very strong opinions. And some of the interviews he did were just unreal. The one with Michael McCaskey was a classic. So yes, I did look forward to visiting with him. And I always felt every day, and and Dan Jiggets and I went way back. Jiggets was always such a really warm, kind human being that you couldn't help but like him. And what you heard on the radio was exactly what he was, by the way. That's exactly who he was. So but North, I don't make any bones about it that he was carrying the station. I mean, the stuff he did was so outrageous and outlandish at that time. It was so crazy. But he had never stopped him, and nobody ever said, hey, don't interview anybody. Like, he didn't care. If he got Michael McCaskey on the phone, he wanted an answer. And, I mean, he asked the best questions. So I have no part of me that says, oh, yeah, that Dan and Bam and Al, and I really saved. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. We did our part. But, I mean, that station in those early days belonged to Pappy, as we called him. It belonged to him. I mean, that's just the you know, what history shows after that, which now you can get in trouble real easily. So, I mean, back then, it took a little more to get in trouble, but he held sway for a long time, and till he went off on his own, he started to do his own show, and I just didn't, you know, I always felt like you still needed that partner, and I still feel that way. Mm-hmm. I prefer that. I did some shows alone, but I still prefer having somebody with me, like Danny Parkins. I'd love to have a Danny Parkins with me.
Oh, you did.
We've done.
You did.
That's very kind of you.
You had a Bernstein. Parkins is a better Bernstein than Bernstein was.
Oh, God. I don't know about any of this.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
I don't know.
Well, no, but it is interesting, though, Terry, like,
sometimes I show up trying to think like you, Terry, is what I'm saying, because I feel like I have a version of Bernsy, a Danny in his own way.
Yeah, Speaks has said that he's the personality, make it lighter, funny, relatable.
I don't need to show up and be the thoughtful, analytical, rational thinker guy. I've got him next to me. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So you can relate to that. You can relate to that, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can. I mean, look, I certainly can. And we did it for a long time together. And Dan Bernstein is a remarkable talent. And it had, you know, people say, well, that show was really good. You did this. And I said, no. We did this. You didn't do nothing. I didn't do anything that he didn't do. So, I mean, it takes two, I think, to make it great. And sometimes that one wears the other one out after a while, but not in this case. And until the day that I am not here anymore, Dan Bernstein and I will remain friends, and we will always remain friends. And same with Dan McNeil, even though I know he's persona non grata with some people now and so forth over things he said. But I know what he meant to me as somebody just trying to fit in and figure out what this was all about when we started. Because I wasn't really sure. I mean, I'd done enough sports stuff to know a little bit of, you know, what was expected. But I didn't really have a feeling of what it was like to do it every damn day. Every day, buddy. Not on Sundays with the sports reporters. No. Every day. So, I mean, I learned invaluable lessons from both of them. And to this day, I am grateful to them and always will be. And they were there for me when I needed it, and that is really the true story. It's not that I became there. No, I didn't. I was the same guy when I quit in, health knocked me out in 2016 as I was, and not much different. I had learned more, had gotten smarter about it, but really not any different. The guy who started in 1992 when the score opened, not that much different as a person. I mean, I don't know if you noticed any difference in me. I don't think so.
No, I mean, maybe just a little warmer. We all theoretically get a little warmer and a little more empathetic and welcoming as we age. But, you know, you stayed nice and mean. You stayed in a really good, healthy way. You and Dan, me and Mac used to call you guys the freight train of hate and indignation, you and Bernstein. Like, every day, the freight train of hate and indignation would take off for some destination. Nobody knew exactly where and when the destination was worthwhile, there was nothing better. Like when you guys were going after Steve Alford, or when you were going after
Penn State.
Oh, the Penn State stuff. Like, nobody has ever driven a freight train of hate and indignation better than you and Birdsey. That's for sure.
I don't know about that. If anybody's never done it better, but yeah, there was a train that took passengers aboard, and when we saw something, he would never let it go, and I would always say, well, you know what, it's worth. Yeah, I think we should just continue to go after them. That's probably right. I mean, all the other stuff we'll get to, but when you see something so wrong, so awful, And as we've learned now over these last couple of years, even this stuff was going on in Michigan with that doctor back in the time when you wouldn't even expect that this would ever.
Yep.
You know, so I mean, anything that you can shed some light on, bring them out of the shadows, bring them to the public. I'm going to beat them to death. I mean, that was the modus operandi, what we had. And because too often they operate in the shadows forever and you never really find them. You never really quite get them where you want them. And we had those guys exactly where we wanted them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly where we wanted them. So, yeah, I remember the train of indignation. Well, and you know something? It wasn't a put-on air about it either.
No, it was genuine.
Didn't mess around with that stuff. That is for me, I mean, that is just as low as it gets as a human being to do what they – that. I mean, I would still, to this day, if somebody said, well, you mind running up here and pulling a switch on this? No.
Hmm.
Not in the least bit. I would. The guy from Michigan said, that guy?
Yeah.
I, if you said, hey, would you – yes. Yes, I would.
This is Terry Boers lining up for the execution of Dr. Larry Nassar.
To flip the switch.
Yes, no.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I mean, I remember listening from out of market to some of the Penn State stuff, and it was just it was appointment radio. You guys were one of the signature shows in the history of this station.
I like Danny picturing Boers in the executioner's outfit with the cloak and everything, just going
with
up
a
there.
Big smile on his face.
Yes. Hey, buddy,
it's my pleasure.
The last thing you
well,
see is Boers
hood over his head. So it wasn't feigned. You know, it wasn't, I mean, I still get mad about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I still gets me when I hear that stuff or read that stuff or know that's true. It still gets me to this day.
Do you walk around saying bye cracky or making penis jokes just randomly in your everyday life?
No. Oh. No, I'm too old for that. No, I don't. I've stopped doing that now.
That makes us sad.
Unless somebody asks, but not so much anymore. Hey, I mean, when you get up there, you mellow out a little bit. But I see, that's why I'm glad that Bernstein was who he is, because that guy is driven too. So when you get something like that, you know, he ain't letting it go. And if he ain't letting it go, I sure as hell ain't letting it go. So, I mean, that's not how I operate. So it wasn't how I operate when I wrote, and it's not how I operate when I wasn't writing. So it's, you know, too often, We get these sports stories that are just god awful, just in amongst all the stuff that we can have fun with and enjoy. And then once in a while, something pops up that just makes you so damn mad. I'm still mad to this very minute about some of this stuff. So right now I'm still mad about that. So, I mean, that is not, you know, there was nothing artificial. We didn't sit down and say, okay, how mad should we be today? No, you didn't need to.
But it was
genuine.
There was a lot of anger. But Terry, you also broadcast with a lot of heart. Like you were the soul of this station too. Whether it was Father's Day, you know, the letters that you would post, or how Mac would talk about how you taught him how to be a father, and people around here still talk about your reaction to September 11th and not being able to do the show that day, and then what you said when you came back. You know, part of this segment, what we've been doing weekly, is trying to chronicle all of the history of this stuff. What do you remember about the Boers and Bernstein show and how Terry Boers felt September 11th, not being able to do the show, and then what happened when you came back?
You know, I never would have dreamed that day would come. But we were sitting around when the first bombs hit, and the first planes hit, and I couldn't take it. I mean, it's a professional thing too. There was a part of me that on a personal side, I was crumbling. Absolutely, for those people, I was crumbling. And the professional side said, you can't just not do the show. And I argued with I had time there. I had about an hour in there or so before we went on the air. And I just, you know, I tried. I just couldn't do it. I don't know what I would. The feelings were so awful that day that I didn't. I just couldn't. It was a part of me that I didn't really know, even really know existed. Because I'm not waving the flag every day or doing this. I'm not one of those guys. For those who know, and that's not what I do. But that day, took something out of me that's never really been replaced. And I still see stories on the anniversary and so forth. And we had the 20th ICU, see all kinds of stories that just break your heart. And I drove home that day. I couldn't tell you which way I went. I couldn't tell you what time I got home. I couldn't tell you a thing about that ride. I was so out of it. I thank God I didn't hit anybody. I mean, I must have been concentrating just on that because I just couldn't do it. Mentally, I could not put a thought together. And when we came back, I was ready. I had finally, you know, because I sat there the entire day and then well into the evening and well past midnight watching and just absorbing it all. And I just could not cope. I mean, it's a sad thing to admit when you can't cope with something, but I could not cope with it. I could not justify it. I could not find a way around it and say, okay, all right, it's over now. Now we take the next step. To me, that stuff is never over. Even when they kill the bastard, I'm still, I'd like to kill him again. So I can't exactly put a finger on why I felt that way. I think it's shirking your duty, really, they would call that. In 25 years of doing the score, that's the one day that I absolutely, positively could not do a radio show. And I just locked up and could not bring it out of me. So, you know, Ron Gleason is the guy who put Boris and Bernstein together. And he was there that morning. And he said, well, Terry, go home. It make you feel better. I said, Ron, I really think it would if you don't. He said, no, we'll take care of it. I said, okay. So some things just hit you that I don't know if I'm the only one who felt this way.
You spoke for a lot of people, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, empty, you know, just empty. And I didn't, you know, you're supposed to do a job. And I even told him, I said, well, you don't, you know, when I got back, I said, you don't have to pay me if you don't want. I didn't perform that day. So he said, no, that's nonsense. I said, well, I'm healthy. I'm there. And I just couldn't do it. So it's very difficult to explain how something happens to you that this vapor lock where you can't digest it. You can't quite figure out what to do about it. And you can't quite get in your mind, what do I say about it? I mean, I watched it. We all watched it. At least most of us had a chance. And not as it was happening, but later on we saw it. I don't know. I have no answer for those questions, even to this day. I've never really thought about it again in terms of what happened to me. I've tried to. Here and there, once in a while, I say, well, so why didn't you do the show that day? And you know what? I still haven't come up with an answer.
We have a couple quickies for you here, Terry. How's Peach? How's Peach doing?
She's fine. Everybody's fine.
Okay, good.
They're all good. I'm not good, but they're good.
How's Larry Horse? Have you talked to Larry at all? Is he doing okay?
Well, Larry and I visit. Yeah, he's been dead about 10 years now.
But you still visit. That seems good. Okay, good. And then
I sent him a memo.
The monkey? Is your monkey alive and well? Do you feed the monkey?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's still, and he's still not feeling well. So he's always on call.
Okay, these are good things to know.
And do you believe in Justin Fields? Do the Bears have a quarterback?
Good question.
I think I need to see more.
Yeah, us too.
That's understandable.
Us too.
Are you sure? What do you think?
No one's sure, Terry. I just wanted you to make me feel better about it because we play in these 30th anniversary promos. We play the Bears got Jay Cutler. Hot damn! Like
and damn, you got, yeah. We were at Wrigley Field that day. We were at the bar at Wrigley Field when they got Jay Cutler. We were celebrating, like they got Dan Marino. Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. Hey, you know what? One of the beauties of doing this is that you find a little piece of humble here and there because you're wrong just as much as you're right. And you got to deal with those days too. And little did I know that Jay Cutler was such an asshat. I mean, I knew he was to some extent, but not to that extent.
Hey,
plus he wasn't that good.
Hey, can we borrow? Can we borrow ass hat? We want to do a segment called Asset or Ass Hat, where we try to figure out whether somebody's valuable or an ass hat. What do you think?
Yes.
Can we borrow that? Okay, good.
You should do it. Yeah. All right. You should do it.
Okay, good. Thank you. That's your word,
Terry. People love hearing from you. They mark points in time in their sports life, in their family life, in the history of this country, like with how they experienced you through the Heavy Fuel crew or Boers and Bernstein. So thank you for making time. You sound great. Hopefully best of health going forward. And you're an icon in this city and at this radio station. So thank you.
All right. Love you guys. I appreciate the kind words. I don't deserve them, but I appreciate them. And you guys are great together, by the way. I still listen. I get in the car and I'm there. So you guys are well on the way. You're well past well on the way. So anyway, I appreciate the kind words and love to all. Love to all. Not to Penn State and others, but love to all.
Thank you, Terry.
Love you, Terry. That's Terry Boers for Score Stories, brought to you by EOC Audio, EOCAudio.com. Check out their showroom in Lyle.
He sounds good and healthy and happy. That does the heart good to hear.
It absolutely does. Boog Shambi at 5 o'clock. We are the show for sports dads. That's still to come. And Bill Burr tickets before we get out of here. Man, I should have promoted that earlier. 312-540-0670 is the contest line. When you hear...
Oh, Jesus.
You hear that during a commercial break, you be the sixth caller, you get the Bill Burr tickets. Again, the contest line to have it queued up, 312-540-0670. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the Score.
And leading things off for the Pirates here is Jack Suwinski, Norwood Park native. I know you were talking at the beginning of this series earlier in the week about your first trips home. You got to play in Chicago for the first time on the South Side.
Mm-hmm.
But when you came to Wrigley... What's the old saying? It's different here.
Well, you know, as a little kid, I used to come to Wrigley Field, and I was a Cub fan, so it was a big deal to play here.
Suwinski hits one in the air to deep center field, going back Ortega at the track near the wall, leaps, and this one is gone. Suwinski goes deep for the Pirates. A home run at Wrigley Field for the kid from Norwood Park. And Pittsburgh takes the lead 3-2 over the Cubs here in the fifth.
Well, we're just talking about him playing here, and his parents are here, and I'm sure friends and family, and we're seeing it on our monitor now. And what a moment for him to go deep here in Wrigley Field in his first trip into Chicago. And they threw the ball back, and they're going to want to keep that baseball down the line and give that ball to him. He's going to want that home run ball here at the Friendly Confines.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons on the Score.
Zach Zaidman and Ron Coomer on the call. They were the only local call last night as the Cubs game was on YouTube. It was supposed to be tomorrow's game on YouTube, but the Cubs flipped that around so the Fergie Jenkins game could be, for the statue unveiling, could be on Marquee. But cool local story Went against the Cubs, obviously, but Jack Sawinski hitting the home run. Pirates beat the Cubs 3-2. Local kid, Taft High School. Pretty cool moment.
Really cool moment. His first career hit off a left-hander in Major League Baseball, and it's a home run in front of his parents. Apparently, their local ballpark. I mean, Norwood Park. It's Chris Tannehill's neighborhood. I mean, it's everybody knows. That's kiss the ring of Chris Tannehill.
Obviously. Tanny, longtime big leaguer. So, you know, we're all just living in Tanny's world. But so Jack Sawinski, local kid, made good, has the great moment last night. His father, Tim Sawinski, joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Yeah, 20, 30 people in attendance. That must have been a hell of a moment for you, Tim. Congratulations, and thank you for the time.
Thank you. Hey, my wife, Ann, is with us also, just so you know. And we just enjoyed yesterday really good.
Oh, well, congratulations, Ann. Must have been a proud mom as well.
Absolutely.
Guys are doing media together. I like this. enjoying the moment together. Tell us about your Wrigley history. You said that's your ballpark. When did you bring Jack there for the first time when he was a kid?
I can't think of the age, but we were there several times. I think probably one of the most recent was he was probably like in fourth, fifth grade, so it was him and our daughter Heidi, and I actually got tickets for Tim's birthday, so yeah, we were there for that, and the kids made a big poster, it's my dad's birthday, so we have a really nice picture of that, but I'm dating myself, but we go way back with Wrigley. I have a ticket stub in my scrapbook for when the bleachers, they were a dollar.
There you go.
Yeah, a little bit more than that these days. Was it emotional for you to watch your son Jack have that moment last night?
Oh, it was very emotional. You know, his dream has come true. So that was the biggest thing, you know. We are just ecstatic for him. And he was ecstatic. So, yeah, just to have that dream come true for him was just totally amazing.
And Tim, emotional for you too, right? I know you said you were just sweating from the eyes. I haven't really seen a lot of sweat come out of eyes. But, you know, it's okay.
It's my story.
Tim, it's okay to cry.
Man. It's all right to cry.
There's crying in baseball in 2022.
Absolutely.
No. It was in the arbitration agreement. You cannot cry.
And that cry.
Are you worried that your carpenter brethren are going to give you some of the business for sweating from the eyes on national YouTube TV?
Well, maybe they'll give me like a pink hammer or something now. So I don't know. No, it was a big deal. You know, actually, he played a playoff game in high school from Taft. And there's a beautiful picture of him catching a fly ball in right field with the ivy in the background. He was 15 years old. And it was our semifinal game for a City of Chicago championship. And everybody I talked to, I showed that photograph. I said, Jack's an experienced rookie. Look, he played here one time, you know, when he was 8 years old. But, yeah, for him to do that, actually one of his travel ball coach was there, and he told me when Jack was, I want to say maybe a freshman in high school, you know, he's watching Jack during the summer, and Jack was doing really well in the way he was focusing on the ball up at the plate and in the field. And I remember like he just told me now, he says, your son is going to be playing at Wrigley Field or at White Sox Park or Comiskey Park at the time it's called. He said, may not be with the Cubs or the Sox, but he will be there. So he was there yesterday and we were talking about that. And yeah, it was pretty good. You know, that's it's proven that if you work really hard at something like Jack has, you can get it, you know, not blame anything and just look in the mirror and work hard and tell yourself you're going to do it and not I think I can, or maybe, or what should have, would have, could have. Go. Just do it. You know, they used to have a term in baseball. It's called the grind. And when you're ready to grind, you're going somewhere. You're doing something.
Yeah, sometimes we even grind on this show. Tim and Ann Sawinski are with us here. They're the parents of Jack, who hit the home run for the Pirates last night. Taft High School, grew up 20 minutes from Wrigley Field. You talked about what it meant to you. I assume you talked to Jack. There were a bunch of people there. What did it mean to him to have that moment?
Oh, with all his classmates? I mean, it's, you know, it's not like, you know, they were, it was 30 years later. You know, it's 6-7 years ago. He, you know, he was out there where, you know, almost all the same classmates that saw him in a playoff game for the city of Chicago. I want to say 98% of them were there. And, you know, there was a spot on media and they said, oh, there was 20 or 30 people. There was like 200 or 300 people there at least that was there. They were spread out. You know, everybody was all over the place. But, you know, if I had a nickel for every time somebody came up to me to congratulate me or talk to me, I'd be worth $5 million.
And so you guys have the ball? Because I know the ball made it through like several different security guards, eventually got to the manager. Are you going to get it or is Jack going to keep it?
Well, Jack's got it, and according to what he said that I read, he's going to give it to us. So we got all his stuff here. You know, this is his place. He can take it all with him or leave it here. It's really up to him, and he's earned it. That's his, you know.
Well, it's a great Chicago story. You sound like very proud parents, so congratulations on the moment and being able to see your son realize a dream. I can't imagine there's much better feeling as a parent. Yeah. So, Tim and Ann Sawinski, thank you very much for the time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
There we go. That's a great Chicago story with Jack Sawinski hitting the home run last night.
It's adorable. They're on speakerphone together.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. And it's true, right? Like you see your kid realize a dream.
Yep.
Can't imagine a much better feeling. Boog Shambi in 10 minutes. Big developments in the White Sox and Royals game as well. Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. We're live from Chicago, talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio or through the Odyssey app. AUDACY. We are 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
This segment's brought to you by JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Don't be that neighbor. Get buried utility lines on your property marked for free and avoid causing a service interruption or worse. Contact Julie 2 days before you dig. Every project, every time.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. UC Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. UC Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Mully and Haw here. It's Window Nation's graduation sale.
If your old windows are failing or just not making the grade, here is your homework assignment. Call Window Nation with straight A's from the Better Business Bureau alongside installing over 1 million windows in over 125,000 homes. They are definitely at the head of the class.
Earn your degree in savings now during Window Nation's graduation sale. Get 0% financing for 5 full years. That's simple math. 60 months interest free. Plus, you get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. It's like getting a diploma from Window Nation University.
It's the commencement of lower energy bills with the added advantages of curb appeal and improved value for your home. Graduate with honors and savings. Get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy with no limit and 0% for 60 months. That's 5 full years. No payments, only with Window Nation.
Just call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Window Nation, the perfect fit.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Your home for live in-play betting just got even better. Introducing PointsBet's new feature, Instant NBA Lightning Bets. Bet minute by minute, lightning fast. And now in Illinois, you could sign up from anywhere. Download the PointsBet app today and register your account from start to finish, all from your phone in seconds. New customers use code THESCORE to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Once the game starts, don't just bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to pellet grilling, the true heroes of the hopper savor the process as much as they savor the result. Kingsford 100% hardwood pellets can be used on any pellet grill and add bold, smoky wood flavor to any meal. No preservatives or artificial flavors. Kingsford hardwood pellets keep the temperature consistent for an even heat, so you can cook as low and slow as you want. Kingsford 100% hardwood pellets. Kingsford.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
The afternoon show, the police of 670, the score.
Afternoons on the score.
Well, maybe they'll give me like a pink hammer or something.
His Carpenter friends have to be happy with him. Hey, man, he said it.
He did say it.
He said it.
Stands by it.
That's, yeah. Sir, your son just realized a life dream. It's okay to cry. No. Cannot cry.
It's all right to cry.
It's a good line about the arbitration, though.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's in the arbitration agreement.
Guys tapped in.
Yeah, absolutely. Forget John Paul Morosi.
Yeah.
We need to be a Swiss.
Whoa.
Yeah. Don't say that.
All right, my bad.
He's always listening.
You guys nervous about Liam Hendricks right now?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Keep it quiet.
White Sox up 7-4, runners on first and second.
I know you want it more than anything in the world, man, but keep moving.
I'm not trying to speak it into existence.
No. Like, you're taking what should have been a 15-second segment and asking us if we're worried about Liam Hendricks.
All right, my bad. It's a 15-second segment. We're going to talk to Boog Shambi.
Any drama or tension over there? Let's exploit that. You guys scared? All right.
Stay tuned.
Fun.
I'm saying, if this goes poorly, their hearts are going to break live on the air. We're also going to give away Bill Burr tickets before we're out of here. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!